Quickly, Harry, withdraw thyself. Thou bleedest too much. Lord John of Lancaster, go you with him.
Not I, my lord, unless I did bleed too.
I do beseech your majesty, make up, lest your retirement do amaze your friends.
I will do so. My lord of Westmoreland, lead him to his tent.
Come, my lord, I'll lead you to your tent.
Lead me, my lord, I do not need your help. And God forbid a shallow scratch should drive the Prince of Wales from such a field as this, where state nobility lies trodden on and rebels' arms triumph in massacres.
We breathe too long. Come, cousin Westmoreland, our duty this way lies. For God's sake, come!
By God, thou hast deceived me, Lancaster. I did not think thee lord of such a spirit. Before, I loved thee as a brother, John, but now I do respect thee as my soul.
I saw him hold Lord Percy at the point with lustier maintenance than I did look for of such an ungrown warrior.
Oh, this boy lends mettle to us all!
Another keg! They grow like Hydra's heads. I am the Douglas. Fatal to all those that wear those colours on them. What art thou that counterfeits the person of a king?
The king himself, who, Douglas, grieves at heart so many of his shadows thou hast met, and not the very king. I have two boys seek Percy and thyself about the field, but seeing thou fall'st on me so luckily, I will assay thee. So, defend thyself!
I fear thou art another counterfeit, and yet in faith thou bearest thee like a king. But mine I'm sure thou art, whoe'er thou be, and thus I win thee! Hold on thy head, vile Scot! Or thou art like never to hold it up again! The spirits of Valley and Shirley, Stafford, Blunt are in my arms! It is the Prince of Wales that threatens thee, who never promises, but he means to pay.
Fairly, my lord.
How fares your grace?
Sir Nicholas Gorsey hath for succour sent, and so hath Clifton, all to Clifton straight.
Stay and breathe a while. Thou hast redeemed thy lost opinion, and showed thou makest some tender of my life in this fair rescue thou hast brought to me.
Oh, God, they did me too much injury that ever said I hearkened for your death. If it were so, I might have let alone the insulting hand of Douglas over you, which would have been as speedy in your end as all the poisonous potions in the world, and saved the treacherous labor of your son.
Make up to Clifton. I'll to Sir Nicholas Gorsey.
If I mistake not, thou art Harry Monmouth.
Thou speakest as if I would deny my name.
My name is Harry Percy.
Why, then I see a very valiant rebel of the name. I am the Prince of Wales, and think not, Percy, to share with me in glory any more. Two stars keep not their motion in one sphere, nor can one England brook a double reign of Harry Percy and the Prince of Wales.
Nor shall it, Harry, for the hour is come to end the one of us, and would to God thy name and arms were now as great as mine.
I'll make it greater ere I part from thee, and all the budding honours on thy crest I'll crop to make a garland for my head.
I can no longer brook thy vanities.
Well said, Hal! To it, Hal! Nay, you shall find no boys play here, I can tell you.
Douglas!
Yeah!
sorry thou hast robbed me of my youth. I better brook the loss of brittle life than those proud titles thou hast won of me. They wound my thoughts worse than thy sword my flesh. But thoughts the slaves of life, and life time's fool, and time that takes survey of all the world must have a stop. Oh, I could prophesy, but that the earthy and cold hand of death lies on my tongue. No, Percy, thou art dust and food for...
For worms, brave Percy. Fare thee well, great heart. Ill-weaved ambition, how much art thou shrunk? When that this body did contain a spirit, a kingdom for it was too small a bound. But now 2 paces of the vilest earth is room enough. This earth that bears thee dead bears not alive so stout a gentleman. If thou art sensible of courtesy, I should not make so dear a show of zeal. But let my favors hide thy mangled face. And even in thy behalf, I'll thank myself for doing these fair rites of tenderness. Adieu, and take thy praise with thee to heaven. Thy ignominy sleep with thee in thy grave, but not remembered in thy epitaph.
What? Old acquaintance? Could not all this flesh keep in a little life? Poor Jack. Farewell. I could have better spared a better man. Oh, I should have a heavy miss of thee if I were much in love with vanity. Death hath not struck so fat a deer today, though many dearer in this bloody fray. Embowelled will I see thee by and by. Till then, in blood, by noble Percy lie.
Embowelled? If thou embowel me today, I'll give you leave to powder me and eat me too tomorrow. 'Sblood, 'twas time to counterfeit, or that hot termagant Scot had paid me Scot and lot too. Counterfeit? I lie. I'm no counterfeit. To die is to be a counterfeit, for he is but the counterfeit of a man who hath not the life of a man. But to counterfeit dying when a man thereby liveth is to be no counterfeit, but the true and perfect image of life indeed. The better part of valor is discretion, in the which better part I have saved my life. Zounds, I am afraid of this gunpowder Percy, though he be dead. How if he should counterfeit too and rise? By my faith, I'm afraid he would prove the better counterfeit. Therefore, I'll make him sure. Yea, and I'll swear I killed him. Why may not he rise as well as I? Nothing confutes me but eyes, and nobody sees me. Therefore, sirrah... With a new wound in your thigh, come you along with me.
Come, Brother John, full bravely hast thou fleshed thy maiden sword.
But soft, whom have we here? Did you not tell me this fat man was dead?
I did. I saw him dead. Breathless and bleeding on the ground. Art thou alive?
Or is it fantasy that plays upon our eyesight? I prithee, speak. We will not trust our eyes without our ears. Thou art not what thou seem'st.
No, that's certain. I am not a double man. But if I be not Jack Falstaff, then am I a Jack? That is Percy. If your father will do me any honor, so. If not, let him kill the next Percy himself. I look to be either Earl or Duke, I can assure you.
Why, Percy, I killed myself and saw thee dead.
Didst thou? Lord, Lord, how this world is given to lying. I grant you I was down and out of breath, and so was he. But we rose both at an instant and fought a long hour by Shrewsbury clock. If I may be believed, so. If not, let them that should reward valour bear the sin upon their own heads. I'll take it upon my death I gave him this wound in the thigh. If the men were alive and would deny it, zounds, I'd make him eat a piece of my sword.
This is the strangest tale that ever I heard.
This is the strangest fellow, Brother John. Come, bring your luggage nobly on your back. For my part, if a lie may do thee grace, I'll gild it with the happiest terms I have. The trumpet sounds retreat. The day is ours. Come, brother, let's to the highest of the field to see what friends are living, who are dead.
I'll follow, as they say, for reward. He that rewards me, God reward him. If I do grow great, I'll grow less. I'll purge and leave sack and live cleanly as a noble man should do.